Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW, WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 83. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. The Fairfield Fall Fun Fest kicks off tonight. The Roasted Chestnuts, sponsored by the Wayne County Press, will be on the main stage at 6 p.m. At 7, it's Church Night Gospel Music, sponsored by Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Tomorrow is the F&B 5K Run Walk with registration at 4:30 on the corner of Court and 4th Streets. The Run Walk will start at 6. Also tomorrow is the Fall Fun Fest Prince and Princess Contest at 5:30 on the main stage, sponsored by Fairfield Banking Company. And Miss Fall Fun Fest starts at 8 p.m. Miss Fall Fun Fest is co-sponsored by the Chop Shop and Fry's Excavating. A reminder to the public that Main Street, Illinois Highway 15, will be closed through Sunday for Fall Fun Fest. The closed portion of Main Street is from 1st Street east to Northeast 4th Street, including the 100 blocks of Northeast and Southeast 2nd Streets and Northeast and Southeast 3rd Streets. The F&B drive-thru will be accessible from Southeast 3rd Street during daytime hours. The Illinois Department of Transportation has designated the detour route to be south on Southeast 4th Street, west on Center Street, then returning to Main Street by traveling north on South 1st. There will be no street parking on any part of the detour route, and the public is asked to be aware of increased pedestrian traffic in these areas. More news right after this break.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also, spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
Don't let concerns about current events derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Abby Mawson, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and make sure you achieve your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect. Start by giving me a call at 618-842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Graber Post Buildings is hiring for full-time positions in their metal and wood production facilities. They offer competitive pay up to $18 an hour depending on experience and job knowledge, bonus structures, matched 401k contributions, paid holidays, PTO, and more. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 with a Saturday rotation. Stop by their sales office in Montgomery, Indiana, or apply online at graberpost.com. Join a company that has been around since 1973 and is built on strong core values. Join their team today.
And now the rest of the news. The Fairfield City Council met in regular session last night, working through an 11-item agenda in about a half hour. A public hearing was held prior to the regular meeting to receive comments regarding two rezoning proposals. With no opposition voiced, both rezoning requests were unanimously approved during open session. The parcels include property purchased by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, rezoned from R2, to a P zone, and city-owned property next to Lakeside being rezoned from R3 to a P zone. The city's trash collector, Sunrise Sanitation, was the source of a discussion on modifying the current agreement. It was agreed that the carrier has not lived up to some language in the contract, and that some residents are to blame for not following their guidelines for large item pickup. In the end, the council voted to modify the contract and increase the rate per household by $1.50. Aldermen McGill and Eckleberry voted no on the proposal. The council approved changing the setback requirements for fences. Currently, the ordinance requires a 7-foot setback from the property line. The new ordinance requires a 2-foot setback. Two TIF requests were unanimously approved by the council. The city's water tower project will receive $727,000 in TIF funds, and Ginger L's will receive $30,000 in TIF money. Both disbursements were recommended by the TIF committee. A street closing request was also granted for the FCHS Homecoming Parade to be held on Friday, October the 7th. The closing will be from 1 until 3:30 p.m. Brett Berger was unanimously appointed to replace L. Brian Williams on the police pension fund. Berger will serve out the remainder of the unexpired term. Recreation fund expenditures were approved, which include $850 for inflatables for a Halloween event on the lot east of the post office, and $10,492 was approved to bring back the ice skating rink, train, and vendor tent for the Christmas holiday season. On September the 8th, at approximately 1:15 a.m., Wayne County Sheriffs responded to a single vehicle traffic crash. 65-year-old Rick L. Doty of Sisney was traveling south on County Road 1600E in a 2009 Dodge Ram when a deer entered the roadway. Doty was unable to avoid making contact, causing damage to the front end of his vehicle. There were no injuries reported on the scene. On September the 13th at approximately 9:48 p.m., Wayne County responded to the scene of a single vehicle accident when 57-year-old Sawyer A. Newman of Fairfield was traveling east on Illinois 15 at County Road 2225E in a 2015 Ford Focus. He struck a deer in the roadway, causing damage to his vehicle. No injuries were reported. Fairfield Public School District 112, along with Jasper, New Hope, and Jeff School Districts, are conducting Child Find preschool screenings for 3 to 5-year-old children not yet enrolled in public schools and who will not be kindergarten eligible for the 2022-2023 school year. The screening checks each child's progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills. This will give parents a better idea of how their child is progressing. The screening program is free, and parents will receive immediate feedback on how their child is developing. Head Start and Family Enrichment personnel may also be present to explain their program and services. The preschool screenings will be held at Northside School today, as well as tomorrow and Friday. The screening procedure takes about 45 minutes, and appointments must be made. To schedule an appointment or to obtain more information, call 842-6501. The University of Illinois Extension College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences wants to help you find your healthier lifestyle. Join Illinois Nutrition Education programs for fun and free classes and learn simple ways to eat healthier, move more, and save money at the store. Healthy Sense program classes will be held tomorrow as well as on September 22nd and 29th. The location of the classes are Feed My Sheep Kitchen, located at 200 West Main. To register or for more information, contact Jane Jones at 842-3702 or email Jane at jdj3@illinois.edu. You can also find more information by visiting their website at go.illinois.edu/snaphealthysense-FMS. Do you have a special talent? Show it to the world at Fairfield's Got Talent on September 17th at the Fall Fun Fest. The event is sponsored by Wayne White Electric Co-op and will have a panel of esteemed judges awarding $500 in cash prizes to the top acts in each age group. Acts will be divided into groups of 6 through 13, 14 through 17, and 18 and older. Talents of all kinds are welcome. If you can do something you think is cool, come down and show it off. To register, email your name, age, and talent to fairfieldsgottalent@yahoo.com or register in person at Carnaby Square.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital District is officially moving to a single integrated Epic Electronic Health Record, or EHR, system on September the 17th. Epic, the EHR, used by the majority of top-ranked healthcare systems, provides the most complete record of a patient's health on a single platform. In addition, MyChart is a robust patient portal for helping manage and receive information about patients' health, view test results, and even pay bills online. Hamilton Memorial Hospital District staff and operational leaders have helped to ensure readiness across key areas through training, workflow understanding, registration, and scheduling. A team of more than 40 SSM health IT professionals and clinicians have been working with Hamilton Memorial Hospital District to ensure the EHR implementation and go-live process runs smoothly. SSM Health is a Catholic nonprofit health system with 23 hospitals across 4 states, including Illinois. In addition to providers and staff, SSM Health representatives will help navigate the transition, which will begin at 12:01 a.m. To assist with the Epic EHR transition during go-live and for the following weeks, patients are asked to arrive at least 15 minutes early to complete the registration process. Illinois Supreme Court Chief Justice Ann M. Burke announced on Monday she will retire from the bench effective November the 30th, having served on the state's high court since 2006. Burke has been Chief Justice since 2019. Burke is the court's third female justice, and will be replaced by the First District Appellate Justice Joy V. Cunningham, who will follow current Justice Lisa Holder White as the second black woman seated on the court. The court has announced Justice Mary Jane Theis, a First District Democrat who has been on the High Court since 2010, will be the next Chief Justice. This November, voters will grant a 10-year term to two justices, one in the 2nd District, and one in the 3rd. The river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 6.48 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 5.1 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bumpo Creek at Browns reads 1.63 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.82 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 3.51 feet. Today's crude oil price is $80.31, down 47 cents from yesterday. The October crude oil price is $87.32, down 45 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 76 degrees. It's time now for the stock market report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones rep, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at $31,237, up 132 points. The NASDAQ is at $11,730, up 97 points. The price of crude oil is $80.31, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Drew Pounsend.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Scotty DeWitt, 82, of Leesburg, Florida, formerly of Fairfield, died on Monday, September the 5th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 today at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Kenneth Harold Hostetler, 89, of Clay City, died on Sunday, September the 11th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Clay City Cemetery with the presentation of military funeral honors as well as service honors by the Associated Firefighters of Illinois. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Thursday at the funeral home. Eunice LaVon Bowers, 90 of Troy, formerly of Dahlgren, died on September the 8th. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, September the 17th, at Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m., with burial at Belrive Cemetery. Carolyn Keck, 86, of Swansea, Illinois, died Monday, September the 12th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September the 17th, at Frank Enbright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Floral Garden of Memories Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon until 1 on Saturday at the funeral home. K. Ellen Hill Owen, 83, formerly of Fairfield, died on September the 8th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 20th at Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the church. Carl Richard Cushman, 91, of Enfield, died on Monday, September the 12th. Graveside funeral services and burial will be held on Friday, September the 16th at 1 p.m. at Enfield Cemetery, with full military rites by Carmi VFW and American Legion. John E. Anselment, 94, of Carmi, died on September the 11th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September the 17th, at the First Christian Church in Carmi. Burial will follow in White County Memorial Garden in Carmi, with full military honors by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Visitation will be held on Saturday from 9 a.m. until time of the service. The family requests those wishing to attend visitation or funeral to wear a mask. A live stream of the service will be available on the Campbell Funeral Home Facebook page. Gregory Neal Grubby Foreman, 69, of Flora, died on Thursday, September the 8th. Private family services will be held at a later date. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 83. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Asbury & Associates is adding a new member to their medical staff. Meet Physician Assistant Shane Bowen. Shane will be offering primary care services at our Centralia office. Shane offers a multitude of services, including minor surgical repairs, including lacerations, excision of ingrown toenails, skin biopsies, trigger point injections, DOT physicals, and so much more. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment with Shane Bowen, 618-244-4800.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Time now for a Wednesday check of sports. The SIJHSAA Class S Regional Softball and Baseball Tournament brackets have been released. In softball, on Tuesday, September the 20th, number 4 Jasper will face number 5 Cisney at 4 p.m. in Jeff, while number 3 St. Joe will face off against number 6 Grayville at 4:30 at St. Joe. On Thursday, September the 22nd, number 1 West Salem will take on the winner of the Jasper-Sisney game at 4:15 in West Salem, with number 2 New Hope duking it out against the winner of the St. Joe-Grayville game. The championship game will be played on Monday, September the 26th at the highest-seeded team's field. In Class S Regional Baseball Tournament play, number 3 Sisney will battle number 6 West Salem in Sisney on Monday, September the 19th at 4:15, while number 4 New Hope takes on number 5 Allendale St. Mary's at 4:30 in New Hope. On Tuesday, September the 20th at 4:30 p.m., number 2 St. Joe will face off against number 7 Grayville. On Thursday the 22nd, number 1 Jasper takes on the winner of the New Hope Allendale matchup in Jeff, and the winners of the St. Joe Grayville and Sisney West Salem games will face off at 4:30 from the higher seed. The championship game will be played on Monday, September the 26th at the higher seed. Bus time for the tournament has been announced as 3:10 p.m. Flora Athletic Director Bobby McNeely has released the pairings for the Flora Varsity Volleyball Tournament to be held at Flora High School on Saturday, September the 17th. At 8:30 a.m., Dietrich will take on Flora in the large gym, with Clay City facing North Clay at 8:30 in the small gym. At 9:30, Flora plays Christ Our Rock Lutheran in the large gym, with North Clay facing Sisney in the small gym. At 10:30, Sisney and Clay City will take each other on in the large gym, with Christ Our Rock Lutheran facing Dietrich in the small gym. At 11:30, Dietrich plays North Clay in the large gym, with Clay City playing Flora in the small gym. And for the afternoon session, North Clay faces Christ Our Rock Lutheran in the large gym at 1 p.m., while Sisney takes on Flora in the small gym. At 2 p.m., Christ Our Rock Lutheran will take on Clay City in the large gym, with Sisney facing Dietrich in the small gym. In the 3 o'clock matchups, it will be Flora and North Clay in the large gym, and Clay City versus Dietrich in the small gym. And then at 4 o'clock, Christ Our Rock Lutheran will face off against Sisney in the large gym. Taking a look at yesterday's scoreboard in Major League Baseball action, Tampa Bay took Game 1 of the doubleheader from Toronto 4-2 and fell in Game 2 to the Jays 7-2. In other baseball matchups, the Guardians beat the Angels 3-1. It was the Astros over the Tigers 6-3. The Yankees squeaked by the Red Sox 7-6 in 10 innings, and the Twins beat the Royals 6-3. It would be the Rangers over the A's 8-7. In doubleheader action, the Pirates beat the Reds 6-1 in Game 1 and shut the Reds out 1-0 in Game 2. The Marlins fell to the Phillies 2-1. It was the Cubs over the Mets 4-1. The Brewers beat the Cardinals 8-4, and the Dodgers shut out the D-backs 4-0. The Braves beat the Giants 5-1. The Orioles took down the Nationals 4-3. The Rockies fell to the White Sox 4-2, and the Padres shut out the Mariners 2-0. Here's a look at today's schedule. Fairfield will take on Carmiwhite County in golf at 4 p.m. at Fairfield Country Club. And in baseball, the Cardinals face off against the Brewers. You can catch the game live on 105.9 FM WOKZ starting at around 6:45 p.m. In other baseball play, the Angels face the Guardians. The Astros take on the Tigers, the Rays play the Jays, and the Yankees face the Red Sox. It's the Royals versus the Twins, the A's take on the Rangers, the Pirates play the Reds, the Braves face off against the Giants, the Phillies go up against the Marlins, the Cubs take on the Mets, and the Dodgers play the Diamondbacks. In interleague play today, it will be the Rockies taking on the White Sox, the Padres face the Mariners, and the Orioles head to Washington to compete against the Nationals. That's a Wednesday Check of Sports. Here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today's calling for sunny skies with a high near 83. Overnight tonight will be clear with a low near 56. Sunny skies remain in the forecast throughout the remainder of the week. Thursday, we're looking at a high near 85 with a low near 58. Friday, high of 88 with a low near 62. 88 for a high on Saturday, low near 64. Sunday's high will be near 89 with a low near 66.